Still Life with Fish? It's Art Talk on KCRW. The term experimental is almost synonymous with the spirit of Los Angeles, and since the early 1960s, that's certainly been the case for photography. Robert Heineken's founding of UCLA's photography program at the time set up an incubator for what's dubbed as a kind of experimental art. A new exhibition at UCLA's Hammer Museum reflects the themes that were cultivated by that institution, themes of identity and place, in conceptual photography of the West Coast. And KCRW's art critic Hunter Droha-Yuska-Philp is here with a review for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
So this is called Still Life with Fish, and I got to ask, why the strange title? I think of still life, I think of a vase, I think of, you know, maybe a flower.
Right, and you'd be surprised by this because it's just a grid of five black and white photographs. One is a loaf of sliced bread, one are some radishes, and of course the fish. This is by Joanne Callis, a photographer who was also a student of Heineken's at one point. He was very encouraging of women making photography, which is key to this exhibition because there are lots of women photographers in the show, as well as men. Many of the pieces were drawn from the Grunewald Center for the Graphic Arts. So this is, you know, their own collection. We don't see it a lot.
It's not a body of water, though. It's not fishermen on a boat, like trying to catch shrimp.
You're not going to see any of that kind of thing here. What you're going to see is the dominance of experimentation in photography, a kind of non-traditional approach. Heineken himself rarely used a camera. Even though he was a photographer, he came to it from printmaking. And his freedom influenced a lot of the people working in L.A. in the 70s and 80s. And I would say that kind of contributes as well to the way conceptual art evolved here. It's also true that a lot of this comes about in the 1970s with artists being, this is the first generation really influenced by television. They grew up in a mediated culture. You also see a lot of landscape as you wouldn't necessarily think of it as being landscape, including Louis Boltz's photographs of these industrial buildings at Irvine, pictures that at the time they were taken and for many decades after were considered so mundane and now just look like the epitome of conceptual photography.
Why were artists, Hunter, interested in what you call this non-traditional photography? Why did they get interested in this?
Well, I think in L.A. in particular, it's the sort of sense of being operating separately from a larger, more established history of photography that you would see at the Museum of Modern Art, say, in New York City, and a freedom of invention, a sense that photography didn't have to be a recording of the real world, and a great sense that it didn't have to be perfect. You know, there was a lot of emphasis on in the history of photography of making a perfect print. That is not the emphasis here.
And this isn't the only photo show, right? We've got some other things going on in L.A. that has this type of photography.
Well, tonight there's an extremely exciting show opening. It opens exactly at 7 o'clock, so everyone can run over to Bergamot Station to what used to be the Santa Monica Museum of Art. And you'll see Robert Frank, Books and Films. This is an incredibly important photographer known to most people for his book called The Americans. It's been decided he's 91 years old, and his photographs have become so valuable. You don't see enough exhibitions of them. So what his publisher has done is to print his pictures, almost all of them, on big sheets of plain newsprint, tack them to the walls of this museum, have the books hanging from strands of cord, have the films running on a loop, and the whole thing's only open for 2 weeks, and then UCLA students are going to go in there and tear it down on the day of destruction. So this is art that has no intrinsic value. And this show is traveling all over the world, but only for brief periods at different points in time. We're lucky to have it.
All right. An event, as you say, in addition to the Still Life with Fish, which is on display at the Hammer until May 15th. Hunter Droha-Yuska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.